All right, Mike, let's go ahead and talk about the Vikings and the Eagles. This is going to be a 6:40 game on Fox. Eagles are getting the host, the Vikings, in the title game, so playing outdoors instead of the friendly confines there in the Dome in Minnesota. Philly beat Atlanta 15-10 in the divisional round. Minnesota beat the Saints on the final play of the game to advance. It was the first time in the NFL history that a game, or NFL playoff history, that a game ended with a winning TD with no time on the clock.
Wow, what a wild finish. The Minnesota defense, they kept Breeze in check for two quarters. The Vikings led 17-0 at the half, but Breeze did his thing in the second half. He brought the Saints back. They took the lead late in the fourth, and then absolute disaster for the Saints. The Saints safety just needed to tackle Diggs inbounds, and the game was over. The clock would have run out. He lunged at the receiver, and Diggs had clear sailing to the end zone. Coach, how does that happen at this level?
I think, you know, there's no easy answer for that. I think there were a lot of things that were going through the DB's mind. Allen, I believe his name was. Listen, first of all, he was worried about a pass interference call, because a pass interference call stops the clock, gives them a first down at the spot of the foul, which would have been a very makeable field goal. I think he was also worrying about a targeting call if he went in and tried to break up the pass. I think there are a lot of things that he was having to process at a very in a very quick manner. I just think that he I don't want to say he panicked, but it was just not a very good play on his part. And had it not been the last play of the game, you know, we may not even be talking about that play if it had happened earlier in the game and it just led to a touchdown. But, you know, not only that, the way that he went in and he ducked his head and he rolled past the receiver, the other defensive back, he blocked his own man who had a chance to run after Diggs. And so, you know, everything that could have gone wrong for the Saints on that play, it went wrong. But now, again, that was a great offensive play. And you got to give kudos to the Vikings after all the hard luck that they've had over the years, going all the way back to the Hail Mary with Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson in the old Metropolitan Stadium there in Minnesota. You know, the Vikings have been snake bit in the playoffs with plays like that going against them. It's about time, you know, that they got one to go in their favor. But the Vikings, they're not a fluke. They were the number one defense in the NFL. They held the Rams to 7 points, the Falcons to 9 points, and they allowed just under 16 points per game throughout the regular season. Now, the Eagles, they're the third-best scoring defense, allowing 18 points per game. So, you know, I like this because it's shaping up to a defensive battle, and you know that's what I like.
Yeah, this is right up your alley, Coach. And Vegas sees it that way, too. The total for the game, anywhere from 38 to 39. They expect a low-scoring game. Two top-tier defenses got backup quarterbacks for both teams. But I will say this. These two quarterbacks, they're not your typical NFL backups. Eagles quarterback Nick Foles, he's got 40 career starts, 60-plus touchdowns, nearly 10,000 passing yards. Vikings' Case Keenum, he's appeared in over 40-plus NFL games, nearly 9,000 passing yards, and 46 touchdowns. So it's not like these guys are moved up from the practice squad.
Not at all. Now, hey, listen, let's talk about get a sidebar real quick. Talk about these quarterbacks. Hey, the Los Angeles Rams, not too long ago, had Jared Goff, Case Keenum, and Nick Foles on their roster, so they were loaded at quarterback in L.A. But again, both these guys, you know, they are seasoned. Much of the season we heard fans and media asking when Teddy Bridgewater would get his starting job back. But Keenum took over from Sam Bradford, never gave the Vikings any reason to pull him. Just this year alone, Case Keenum has thrown for 3,500 yards and 22 TDs. Nick Foles, he started out his career in Philly back in 12. Of course, as I said, he went to the Rams, also spent time with the Chiefs, came back to Philly this season as a backup. He considered retirement, but he decided he'd go to camp with the Eagles. Of course, Carson Wentz was the starter. You know, no doubt about it, Nick Foles had a great job standing over there on the sideline and waiting for his turn. His turn came. He's the starter. And now he's trying to be the quarterback to get the Eagles to the Super Bowl for the first time since the 2004 season, and Donovan McNabb was the quarterback back then.
Yeah, that 04 team was really good. McNabb had a great season, and they might have even won the Super Bowl if they didn't have toxic players like T.O., but that's another story. You know, Coach, Philadelphia, they really have to be glad that Foles did not retire because he's an experienced quarterback. It gives them a good chance in this game. As for Case Keenum, Bradford and Bridgewater were the number one and number two quarterbacks. Bridgewater was still on the IR, so Keenum was in that number two spot until Bridgewater was healthy. The reality is, if Bradford does not get injured and Bridgewater comes off IR, Case Keenum's going to be cut. Zimmer's not going to keep three quarterbacks on the roster, but now he's playing for a chance to start in the Super Bowl.
Case Keenum's got a lot of pressure on him no matter what. Vikings fan, they don't care that he came in as a third-string quarterback. They want to win, and they want their first Super Bowl win. The Vikings, they played in six Super Bowls. They've lost all six. Now, while the Eagles have won an NFL championship back in 1960, pre-Super Bowl era, they've been in the Super Bowl twice. They've lost twice, once to Oakland down in the Super Bowl, and then once to New England. I believe that game was in Jacksonville. Now, I think that this will be unique if Minnesota wins, because they will be the first team. Again, if they win, they'll be the first team to compete in the Super Bowl in their home stadium. The 49ers back in their heyday, they did play in Stanford Stadium, and the Rams played in the Rose Bowl, but those were not their home stadiums. So this would be, you know, a first-time thing if the Vikings could get the win in Minnesota to go back home and have the Super Bowl on their home field.
Yeah, that's right. The Niners and Rams played in their home market, but not their home field. It would be a great storyline. And look, both cities are hungry for a chance to play in this Super Bowl and win it. When I take a look at the numbers, the Vikings favored by 3 or 3.5. The game is in Philly. Atlanta was also favored in Philly, but the Eagles ended up getting the win there. The over-under, very low for this game because you have the number one and the number three ranked defenses. All the trends also lean to the under. Under is 7-2-1. The Vikings last 10 in the postseason. The under is 9-1-1. Philly's last 11 home playoff games. Even at 14-3, Coach, the Vikings have basically flown under the radar all year. I'm still not sure if I'm going to play them minus the points, but I'm leaning for Minnesota to get the road win in this game.
All right, Mike, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. The winner of these two games going to play in the Super Bowl. And if New England wins, obviously they've got more than enough Super Bowl wins. But yeah, of course, we're going to have a representative from the NFC, no matter what, who's never won a Super Bowl. And if the Jazz can get by the Patriots, then we're going to have a first-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, that's right. And look, you know, not to take anything away from the dynasty that New England has, but they played in 9 Super Bowls and their record's 5-4. So it's not a foregone conclusion that they're just going to walk all over whoever the NFC representative is. Remember back in, was it 07 or 08 when they were 18-0, they were an 8 or 9 point favorite over the Giants and they lost the game. So I think we still could be looking at a very competitive Super Bowl this year.
I'm in total agreement with you there, Mike. Listen, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. We'll talk to you again next week, and we'll take our first look at the Super Bowl, which will be 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. But again, thank you for the time. Look forward to visiting with you next week.
Hey, my pleasure, Coach. Glad to do it. Look forward to breaking down the Super Bowl.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. GameDaySportsRadio.com.